Japanese.
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese Class 101.
Cantonese. Lower Beginner Season 1, Lesson 16. How to Get Rich Quick in Hong Kong, Part 2. Hello, and welcome to the Lower Beginner Series at CantoneseClass101.com. This is Season 1, Lesson 16. How to Get Rich in Hong Kong, Part 2. I'm Eric.
Hello, and I'm Teddy.
In this lesson, we're continuing the dialogue from Lesson 15. If you remember, we were choosing numbers for lottery tickets.
This dialogue takes place at a jockey club betting branch in Hong Kong.
And it's between two friends, Jane and Wendy.
They are using casual Cantonese.
Let's listen to the conversation. Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
我揀四號。
好。死死聲咁難聽。
咁三號啦。
好啊，十三同廿三都好。
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
我揀四號。
I'll pick number 4.
唔好，死死聲咁難聽。
Don't, it sounds like death.
咁三號啦。
Then I'll pick number 3.
好啊，十三同廿三都好。
Okay, 13 and 23 are also good. Well, I probably wouldn't pick number 13.
Oh, that's right. 13 is an unlucky number in Western cultures.
What about Hong Kong? Is there any unlucky number?
We consider the number 4 as the unlucky one.
Ah, I know why. It's because the pronunciation of the number 4 is the same as that of the word for death, right?
That's right. In Cantonese, the number 4 is say, and it sounds like the word say, which means death.
That's why you cannot find the fourth floor at the hospital in Hong Kong.
But you know, we also have a lucky number, too.
I know what it is. It's number 8, right?
That's right. Not only in Hong Kong, but also in the mainland China. We consider the number 8, or in Cantonese, ba, as a lucky number. It's because it sounds like the other word, fa, meaning wealth.
I see. That's good to know. Okay, now on to the vocab. The first word we shall see is
揀
to choose.
揀 揀
Next,
say
4
say say
Next,
號碼
number
號碼號碼
Next,
say
to die.
Say say
Next,
sing
sound, voice, volume.
Sing sing
Next,
難聽
to sound awful.
難聽難聽
Next,
三
three
三三
And last,
廿
20
廿廿
Let's take a closer look at some of the words and phrases from this lesson. What are we starting with?
Ya.
What can you tell us about this?
Ya is the colloquial way to say 20 or 20. Can you hear the difference between 20 and ya?
I can, but how are they used differently?
When we are talking about the number 20, we usually use 20. But when there's a classifier following the number, we can use both. For instance, 20個 and 20個 are the same. Also, for numbers starting with 20, such as 21 we can say 21 or 21.
So for 21 to 29, we can apply that rule, right?
Yes. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29.
Do you do that for other numbers?
Yes. For example, 200,000 is 20,000, and as we learned just now, we can say 20,000.
Okay, that's easy. So what's the other phrase we want to talk about?
It's the expression, 死死聲咁難聽.
What does that mean?
Let's break it down. 死死聲 is the sound of death. 咁 means such, and 難聽 is awful to listen to. Wendy said that because Jane mentioned the number 4, which sounds like death.
So Wendy thinks number 4 sounds awful?
Right. Let's look closely at the last two characters. Nan is difficult, and ten is to listen. Together, nan ten literally means difficult to listen, implying to sound bad or to sound awful.
Can you repeat that phrase again, please?
死死聲咁難聽.
Okay, now on to the grammar.
It's grammar time.
In this lesson, you'll learn the different words for the conjunction and.
Right. In the dialogue, Wendy said 13 and 23, numbers 13 and 23.
So which word means and?
同 means and. For example, for Wendy and Jane, we'll say Wendy 同 Jane.
Can you give us some more examples?
Sure. 我同你.
Me and you.
猫同狗.
Cats and dogs. Okay, so are there a lot of other words that also mean and?
Not too many. In the spoken form, we usually just use 同 or 同埋, and in some cases, we'll use 有 or 已. However, in the written form, we never use 同 and 同埋. The most common ones are 我, 及, and 与.
Although we're learning spoken Cantonese here, it's nice to know the difference in the written form.
In Mandarin Chinese, speaking and writing are generally the same. They write what they speak. But Cantonese has slightly different in spoken and written forms.
Do you mean the word and will be the same in written and spoken Mandarin?
Yes, but at this point, let's just focus on the colloquial form of Cantonese.
Right. Listeners, you can find more details in the lesson notes. Now, Teddy, can you repeat the words equivalent to and?
Okay. 同, 同埋.
They're basically the same. They both mean and.
Right. For example, Wendy 同 Jane is the same as Wendy 同埋 Jane. 我同埋你 is the same as 我同你.
Got it. Since we've reached the end of the lesson, how do we say you and I say goodbye together?
你同我一齊講拜拜.
Great. Thanks for listening, everyone. Until next time.
Listeners, ever have any language or lesson-related questions?
Or maybe you have some feedback for us?
Leave us a comment or ask a question on the lessons page.
It's super simple. Go to CantoneseClass101.com.
Scroll down to the comments and enter your comment and name.
And that's it.
Commenting is a great way to practice writing and reading in Cantonese.
It helps you learn faster.
And it helps us get better through your feedback.
Go to CantoneseClass101.com and comment now.